Conservation in Africa is not simply an African issue. Africa's tremendous natural resources, including its iconic wildlife, are treasured and enjoyed by people from around the world. Which is why the African Wildlife Foundation works hard to preserve those natural resources. Brian McBrearity is their Director of Conservation Enterprise.
At its heart, the African Wildlife Foundation, AWF, is a conservation organization. We look to work with the people of Africa to ensure that the wildlife and the wildlands of the continent endure for future generations. Ultimately, what we look for are large geographic landscapes that are either under threat or have the potential to be under threat. And these landscapes have high biodiversity values, have ecological impacts for the communities, and are areas that are worth saving for the future. Once we've identified those specific areas through ecological assessments, threat analysis, geospatial monitoring of the landscapes, we then look to the land in these landscapes. And one of the things we do is a full-on land use planning analysis, where many of these lands are inhabited by not only national parks and protected areas, but local communities who ultimately are responsible and are the stewards of the wildlife and the wildlands. And what we do is we work with those communities on land uses and how do communities manage their lands. What lands should be set aside for wildlife migration routes, wildlife protection, what lands should be set aside for agriculture, for livestock, for settlement, etc. And once we have those community land use plans in agreement and communities have bought into specific zoning for different areas, we work to build some economic incentives for the communities to adhere to those land use plans and ultimately to change their behaviors to help conserve the wildlife. The economic incentives generally come about through businesses that we work with the communities to develop. Some examples are tourism enterprises, lodges within protected areas, within wildlife hotspots that are good for tourism, that have good tourism values. Some of them are more agriculture, livestock related. AWF believes that the private sector is a key link in developing an economic return for communities. So what we do when we are building these economic incentives is we look towards the private sector to engage, to bring their expertise, to help communities build the business, to manage the business, and to ultimately ensure that the economic returns are paid to the communities.
And what sort of a difference do you think that approach is making?
Well, it does a couple of things. Many of the communities have arguably a contentious relationship with the wildlife. Wildlife comes into their lands, destroys their crops. Predators, lions come in, attack their cattle. There's often a hard relationship between communities and wildlife when wildlife is so close to some of these settlements. What this does is it provides us an incentive, some financial benefits to viewing the wildlife and protecting the wildlife as an asset. And so communities begin to change their behaviors when they know that lions in the area, elephants in the area will bring tourists. When they know that their linkage to certain agriculture markets depend on their adherence to land use plans. So slowly, economic incentives begin to change behaviors and viewpoints to wildlife.
Sometimes when you build a lodge in a place, though, obviously, yes, they employ people from the local community and that brings money into the community, but there still must be a large number of people who are stuck virtually as subsistence farmers who are not getting any of that kickback from that lodge. So how do you make sure that money is spread across evenly and that not just the people who've got the jobs are benefiting, but actually everybody else as well?
Lodges do provide employment to some of the local community members. That is very tangible benefit. The lodge owners will pay financial returns based on land rents, tourism fees that come through the lodge. Often a percent will go back to the community. What AWF does is works with communities through trust mechanisms and other community mechanisms to ensure that those financial returns are used appropriately, transparently, and largely for the benefit of the community at large. The point is made that most often these communities do not have experience dealing with this level of financial returns. If you work with a community to provide some transparency in their decision-making and some methodology through which they use that money, quite often the community benefits at large. And to use an example, we work with one community where about little less than half of the money that they earn from a lodge goes back to individual landowners, and roughly the other half of the money is used through community projects. One is a health dispensary. Some of the money is used to pay school fees for kids. Some of the money is used to pay village scouts that help monitor the wildlife, monitor the conservancy area, and other fees. So when we work with a community, which is the second part of the equation, we often work to ensure that the community views these financial returns as a benefit to the community and that they are transparently used for all and not in the pockets of a few.
That's Brian McBrearty from the African Wildlife Foundation in Kenya. For more information, visit awf.org.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.